USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Haiti's interim government has asked the U.S. and the United Nations to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country and prepare for elections in the aftermath of President Jovenel Moïse's assassination. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke on Friday.
In response to the Haitian government's request for security and investigative assistance, we will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assess the situation and how we may be able to assist.
In the Pacific Northwest, record heat is causing dangerous conditions, which could cause heat-related illnesses. California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a proclamation allowing emergency use of auxiliary ship engines to relieve pressure on the electric grid. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest, this time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Loomis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
One Pennsylvania Republican is criticizing the White House's new tax plan. USA Radio Network's Brad Bernards has the story.
President Biden has laid out a sweeping tax plan to raise the rates paid by wealthy Americans and corporations, but his proposal may inadvertently increase the tax bill of small businesses across the country. Pennsylvania Republican Dan Meuser on Fox Business says it's an upside-down policy agenda.
Raising taxes is somehow going to be reasonably beneficial at a time of A, recovery, but B, as we're competing with the rest of the world as we are. You know, one thing Joe Biden doesn't remember is that the rest of the world got competitive and the U.S. Did not.
Biden has called for imposing higher taxes on capital gains and income for the top slice of income earners. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The controversial statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Charlottesville, Virginia, was finally removed on Saturday. Charlottesville Mayor Nikaya Walker.
Taking down the statue is one small step closer to the goal of helping Charlottesville, Virginia, and America grapple with its sin of being willing to destroy black people for economic gains.
The removal of the statue was at the center of the 2017 rally where Heather Heyer was killed after a protester drove his vehicle into demonstrators. Nigeria defeated a roster stacked with all NBA players on Saturday to become the first African team to beat the U.S. men's basketball team. USA Radio's Dan Araki reports.
Team USA's men's basketball squad suffered their first ever defeat to an African team Saturday when they were upset by Nigeria 90-87. Team USA came into the Olympic warm-up a 28.5-point favorite and sporting a 54-2 record in exhibition games since 1992 when pros began playing for the squad. Nigeria riding their three-point shooting to the victory, hitting 20 of 42 from beyond the arc. The Americans will have four more opportunities to right the ship before heading to Tokyo, against Argentina, Spain, and two games against Australia in the next 8 days. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.